stunning Supreme Court leak. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court building overnight, reacting to a report on the website Politico, quoting a leaked draft copy of a Supreme Court majority opinion, suggesting the justices are prepared to overturn Roe versus Wade.
We knew a ruling like this was possible, but the draft majority decision, which can always change, goes further than some anticipated. Justice Samuel Alito, referring to the 1973 decision Roe v. Wade, writes, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences.
Fox's Doug Luzader in Washington. The FBI reportedly investigating the unprecedented leak of an unpublished Supreme Court opinion. Utah Senator Mike Lee telling Fox News at night he believes it is a calculated political move.
This is just the first in what I predict will be a series of other attempts to delegitimize the Supreme Court of the United States in the coming months, because I think their next step is going to be to pack the Supreme Court. They're going to threaten to pack the court, adding additional seats.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders posting on social media the Senate should pass the bill that would make abortion legal in all 50 states and calling for an end to the Senate filibuster if necessary to pass it with 50 votes. The House approved that bill in February, but it stalled in the Senate. A statement from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this report, if accurate, would be one of the most damaging decisions in modern history, and says tens of millions of women could be stripped of their bodily autonomy. The American Civil Liberties Union calling the reported decision a shift in the tectonic plates of abortion rights. Fox News cannot independently confirm the report in the website Politico. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A judge in Oklahoma ruling a lawsuit seeking reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre will move forward.
County District Judge Caroline Wall said survivors who are now more than 100 years old and descendants of victims can sue for compensation. The massacre by a white mob more than a century ago led to deaths and the looting and destruction of what was then called Black Wall Street. Civil rights attorney Demario Solomon Simmons called it a last effort to give victims their day in court. The suit was filed in 2020 citing public nuisance laws, but Chamber of Commerce attorney John Tucker says while the act was horrible, no nuisance exists today. The suit seeks unspecified damages and a victim's compensation fund. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A New York City police officer has been convicted in federal court in Washington on charges of assaulting a District of Columbia police officer during the January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol building. Thomas Webster, a 20-year veteran of the NYPD, was the first Capitol riot defendant to be tried on assault charges and the first to claim self-defense. A special grand jury has been selected for the investigation into whether former President Trump and others tried illegally to influence the election in Georgia in 2020. The grand jury will have subpoena power. Off the COVID list, the vice president returning to work today.
Vice President Kamala Harris tested negative for COVID-19 on a rapid test less than a week after testing positive. The White House says Harris will return to in-person work on Tuesday, but continue to wear a well-fitting mask while around others through the 10-day period as recommended by the CDC. The vice president is vaccinated and boosted, and when she tested positive last week, Her office said she was not exhibiting symptoms. She was not considered a close contact of President Biden.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.